Sure.
I got one.
Another meeting.
Say, we just moved from really easy. One of the extra meetings and the extra meetings and the third extra meetings, huh?
Let's see, we've got this tonight. School board budget tomorrow. County budget was today.
City council's tonight. I'm here.
This shouldn't take long.
You don't know.
I never know.
I'm going to start at 5.
I don't, because I couldn't have made it.
Well, you got your choices.
I know, I made a choice to be here.
No, nobody asked me what time to start it.
Roger, in time so everybody could be here because there's a decision to be made tonight, possibly.
But we should just ask everybody if they had any conflicts.
What time's your other meeting?
7.
I don't think we're going to be here till 7.
Hello, Jane. I didn't think you'd be here tonight.
Hello, Jane.
California girl.
She's so flustered, man.
You got so you got the other form, right? For the motion.
Yeah,
what's up? You got the motion sheet in front of you? This motion sheet?
Are you a fiddler? Yeah. I didn't know that.
I guess I could share it with Sue. I don't have my.
Oh, you got to join the orchestra.
This one's still in.
I'm debating it. Yeah, I just need to get one better.
Don't worry about better. There's lots of amateurs there.
I came in being able to read and all that. Fiddles, one of the easiest instruments to ever pick up.
Fiddles?
Yeah, I know they say that's just impossible, but I just saw it and I was like, oh, I get it. And there was one part I was having trouble correlating the streets.
Mike Starr's plant today?
My teacher taught me this.
Was that Mike Starr's plant today? I believe so.
I think he got shrimp yesterday.
Yeah, he had it Sunday, yeah.
He got 40,000 pounds all at once.
Okay, we're going to bring this meeting to order. Could I please ask everybody to please turn their cell phones off? Thank everybody for coming, and hopefully we'll get you out of here early. So, roll call, Gary.
Roger?
Yes.
Sue?
Here.
Sharon?
Here.
Tim? Roy?
Yes. Can we get an approval of the agenda as written?
I move we change the number 5 to number 3.
We get a second?
I'll second that.
Gary?
Sharon?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as written, as amended.
Second. Gary?
Second.
Sue?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Roy.
Yes. Okay, so we have 3 public comments tonight that are handed in. And we'll start with Jan.
Thank you. I've seen the lease amendments. I have not seen the original full lease, so I just have some questions. I don't know the status of the sale of the buildings, but normally when the port has someone else's building on its land and it's leasing, there's a term for reversion of the building to the port at the end of the lease. I don't know if that's in this lease or not, because originally you weren't contemplating the sale of the building. I think that needs to be there. I think it's extremely important because there's all sorts of messes that can arise if the lease should end and the building is owned by somebody else. And I'm also concerned These are two brand new LLCs that are just formed with no operating history. Should they go bankrupt with liens on these buildings, I'm not clear how that would work out. I think those are two matters that need to be addressed in the lease, one way or the other, however the board decides they want to, but it does have to be addressed, is my opinion. My general feeling is, just having watched this process from the beginning, it seems rushed to me and it seems almost a little bit panicked. And right now, I feel things are kind of working. Mike's making ice, the fleet's getting ice,
Why are you turning in late?
There's a whole swirl of questions floating around, and I just wonder if we can't get into some kind of interim operating agreement with Mike and get us some time to work out what to do in the future. Because I just have felt like not all the alternatives have been fully explored. If it's profitable for him, I don't know why it can't be profitable for us. So I just feel that this needs a little more looking at. I am concerned about the term and the options. So as I understand it, this is a 60 or 75 year commitment. The way the two amendments are written on the 15 year versions, there's four options, so that actually gives them 75 years. And that's a grant of a right that we can continue to do this unless we have certain problems. And also I noticed the language on that says the third condition, only if we have problems with his use in the first term. It doesn't say all the terms. So that's like C on the options. So it's a very, very long time to encumber these properties. That's my comments. So basically, I'm not recommending one way or the other on your vote, but I'm just expressing some concerns and the alternative of perhaps negotiating some sort of interim operating agreement for a year or so.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jan. The public comments are supposed to be handed in before the meeting. So from now on, before the meeting starts. I've just been handed two that are after the meeting starts. Before the meeting starts, from now on. Okay? Before the meeting. Angie?
I've been present at all the meetings since the beginning of the Ice House and cold storage negotiations, and quite frankly, I'm very concerned. I'd like to say that I agree with all the points that Jan has brought up. Those are things that I really hope that the board will consider and look at before they vote. I fully understand that the port cannot afford to operate the Ice House and the cold storage. And I know we have an obligation to our commercial fishermen. We must provide them ice or a means of having ice. Having said that, I don't understand that during the meetings that we've had, the question was asked, does it include the buildings? And it was asked and answered several times, not just once. And the answer was no. It only included the assets within the building. Two commissioners agreed to the contract based not only on the cost savings to the port, which is wonderful, but their decision was also based on the income that that contract was going to provide. The commission accepted this, and a contract was written, and Mr. Manning signed the contract. Then, for whatever reasons, Mr. Manning decided not to honor the contract and wants an amendment. Mr. Manning is no doubt a very smart businessman, So exclaiming that he signed a contract without knowing the details and ramifications is suspect at best, in my opinion. Nonetheless, the court in good faith met Mr. Manning more than halfway and agreed to reduce the total monthly income to $3,500 and to give him two more assets, the buildings, at absolutely no additional cost to Mr. Manning. I feel the court, if they're going to go forward, should at least receive fair market value for these buildings. Yet this was not acceptable to Mr. Manning, and frankly, I feel like the court is being held hostage. Mr. Manning refuses to entertain any other options. I feel that the commission is making decisions based on fears versus what's in the best interest of the court and for the future. I think that you are setting a precedent on future contracts and commissioners for the next possible 30 plus years that everyone's going to have to deal with. Your vote tonight doesn't end with tonight. It will have repercussions for years. I ask the commission to consider holding Mr. Manning to his contract since he is unwilling to show good faith or entertain any modifications to the current contract that is already signed and legally binding. Thank you.
Thank you, Angie. Let's see, Andy Martin.
So I recognize the tough position the port's in with the ice house lease, of the uncertainty of not having ice for the harbor and the impact on the, mainly the trawl fleet, but the whole fishing fleet together, and the potential movement of boats from Brookings to other harbors if ice isn't available. Definitely a tough spot. But I'm also concerned about the precedence that amending this lease because the person who signed it isn't happy with it and wants to get a better deal, basically, almost manipulating the port to get what he wants. So it's a tough decision. Right before the meeting, I read the assessment from the Special District Association of the board and some of the decisions that have been made in the past and the mismanagement of the port in the past. And I don't want to see this as another decision that a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, people are saying, why the heck did this happen? You know, how could this have happened? So it's a tough spot. I would just like to see the port slow down a little bit, reach out to more of the commercial fishermen and see if the, first see the impact of not going forward with this, and if there was no ice, how the fleet would respond, and see what's in the best interest of the port.
Have you talked to any commercial fishermen, Andy?
I've talked to a few. Mm-hmm. There's
how many is a few?
A handful, three or four.
Okay.
But
We have any here?
And, you know, mainly people that are the shrimp fishermen and the trawl fleet. And I talked to Gary about this as well, that nobody else has come to the port and say, you know, here's an alternative or here's a solution, which makes the ports, which puts the port in a tough position. But I think before a final decision on this is made, I think it would benefit the port to reach out to as many fishermen that buy ice as possible and find out what the impact would be of not doing this versus, and also, how do you respond to the other tenants at the port who all of a sudden don't like their leases and want to see changes in that?
Happens all the time, Andy. It's called negotiation. Happens all the time, every day.
After a contract signed.
Yep. Thank you, Andy. Dan Frazier.
First off, I'd like to apologize, Roy, that I turned it in late. I was sitting here had read through it and didn't catch one until it was pointed out to me. My concern is on number five in the recitals of the ice house. I understand that in the past, the selling of ice to the commercial fleet, that basically you came up and you had your funds and you paid for it. In this lease, Mr. Manning, or the port, whoever drafted it, has made it that they had to be in good standing. My question is what does Perkins Ice and Coal Storage, or whatever might choose to put it underneath, what is his definition of good standing? Because if he has a personal dislike for you, is that enough for him to tell you, well, you're not in good standing, even though you're there standing there with your cash ready to pay for it? That's my only concern. You know, I don't take a lot of ice. As a commercial fisherman, I'm lucky to put 2 tons on my boat, probably, in my fish holes. So I'm not going to be a major impact player in it, such as the shrimp fleet. But that being said, that good standing piece bothers me for that purpose. Because if you're not liked for the day, well then, gee, you don't get ice. And Hughes Bay, you could be on a waiting list for a week. Crescent City, they claim they don't have facilities to take out-of-town boats to start with. That's something that maybe the port needs to look at and ask him to either define it or to remove that piece of language.
Thank you, Daniel. Barbara?
Mine has nothing to do with this. I wanted to address the commissioners about the signage on boardwalk itself.
Okay, well, we're on a single agenda tonight, Barbara.
Okay, then so, I'll bring it up at the next meeting.
Yeah, let us take care of what we have at hand here tonight.
Okay.
And then let us stay on this agenda here, please, Barbara.
You bet.
Thank
Sorry.
You. Okay, so with all that heard from the public,
you know, Gary, I've heard from you throughout this thing with the ice house.
Roger, let's do this. Let's hold on a minute and let's make a motion and then we'll have discussion. Okay? That work? Did everybody get the letter from BC Fishers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody got that. Did the public get it as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here.
Okay, so the board has two options, the 30 and 30. Or the 15 times three.
Before you go there, I'd like to know what the rules are as far as people from the audience during the discussion. Two, what's going to happen if it ties again? And those two things.
So if it ties again?
And so you haven't come up with any new rules?
No. That would take a resolution, and we have not had time to do that. So
it ties again.
You got an input on that, Greg?
If it ties again, the motion fails.
Why is that?
That's what the ORS states. That's what a lawyer stated last
it
meeting.
Fails twice, because it's
no,
tied.
If you have a tie, the motion fails.
So the motion failed last week, then.
Yes.
Said no. It.
Yes.
Well, I think we knew it before we left the room. The lawyer said that.
Yeah, we just had to double check, make sure we didn't have any special rules in our bylaws. Okay.
And then the next day, the two amendments were back to Gary from the port's lawyer.
Okay. Either now or before, somewhere along the way, I'd like to talk about if it fails, if we have any plan, if the board can come up with any. What happens if it decides to fail?
Then
I have a great idea. I don't know if we can talk about it now or when, but I would like to have that before we get into too much voting.
Well, if it ties again, I guess we're going to have to put a legal counsel, because we don't have a resolution here at the port.
The legal counsel last time didn't have an answer to us either, because she looked through our ORSs.
That's right, and we as a board, are supposed to have that in a resolution form.
Gary just said it, which I think is valid. It fails. Mm-hmm. Ties, it fails. That's not my question, though.
Right. Unless the port has a resolution that states otherwise.
Correct.
So, no. Well, regarding the ice house, I would like to, before we get too far, I'd like to discuss options to us if we decide, if it decides to fail. If a resolution fails, what would we likely do?
If the vote fails.
If the vote fails, right. Are we going to say, Gary, go out and solve the problem? We're going to say, anybody have a solution or possible solutions? Or should we not even just worry about solutions?
No, we should worry about the solutions, but I think after tonight, after we vote, if it ties again, then I don't think we should vote on anything, until we get that resolution in place, until the board discusses and gets it in place and our legal counsel is satisfied that we're right on what we vote on for a resolution.
Okay. Is that...
I mean...
So, when do we... So we're going to wait till it fails before we discuss the possibilities of what we can do. Alternate plans.
We don't have
them. We all agree there's no solution?
Well, right now, if it fails, the port doesn't have the funds to run the ice house, the expertise. Just saying.
Hold it. That's what you're saying. You were on the board when they bought the ice house. I remember right. So you must have the funds to buy it then. Well, my question is...
We're broke now.
What? Well, I wasn't here. Gary, I have a question to ask you. Okay, you keep saying it's unsafe. Is that by an Oregon Ocean inspection? Who's deemed it unsafe besides yourself? And I'm not denying you might not know it's unsafe. But has it actually been inspected by Oregon Ocean?
No, we haven't. If they did, I'd probably shut it down. But I've got recommendations from ABCO as well. ABCO is the supplier or the maintenance guy of the ammonia system.
That's why they weren't invited in to inspect.
But Mike hasn't done anything to it.
I don't know if he has or not.
He's got certified people running it.
But what would it cost us
by the state
as a port to hire a certified person to run it? To run that and the fuel dock, I'm going to say, between the two of them. I can care less about that cold storage. I cut it off in a minute. Cut the pipe off, however the pipe got over there. And if we just ran the ice house with a certified individual and stockpiled any money we made to fix it up where it would really be nice or buy a new one, how much would that save on that $7,000 electric bill?
I don't know what the electric bill would be just running
by itself. You don't have to run 24/7.
Right, if you get rid of the cold storage, yeah.
Well.
Yeah, so if we cut the cold storage off, we could run it part-time. Wintertime, we got about 3 months, we use very little ice. Once the shrimp season's over, we got some dry cold spawn. The crab season uses none. On the ice house, and the cold, far as I'm cold storage, another Green Coast.
I think... Rather than go too far into that, I think that's one of our options is to do that. Right? Another option, I don't know if we can answer that question tonight, but it's certainly one of the options is to operate. We're likely to have a suit on our hands, but besides that, the other option I think would be we go to IFA and borrow $200,000 and borrow some money from the plant and we put a new ice plant in there. I realize there's lots of ifs there. Okay. Third option would be to shut it down completely. It's an option. I would say we would, but we should. Is there any other option out there in the world that we haven't discussed about the possibilities of what we do if we say no?
I think one thing we're forgetting. Gary has a plan, and we've all seen it, we've all looked at it, and we've all agreed to it. And that is to get out of being a business.
I understand that. So why, mostly why we're in this spot, for good or bad, we did that because of that plan.
That's correct.
And I'm not saying that we should not continue with that plan. I'm just saying what happens if we don't.
But the other thing, when we went into that plan, we're going to have the two buildings we'd still own them with a lease of $6,500 a month from Mike Manning. That was our plan when we went into that. Now Mike says we can't, he don't do that, so he thinks it's got us over a barrel. So now he wants to just pennies on the dollar and call it good.
He doesn't think he has us over a barrel, Roger. He's negotiating.
He's not.
He's sitting over there in good faith right now. He could shut the thing
down. Where is he?
I told you last time he doesn't want to be part of an argument.
That's a business person goes into places he doesn't like either. I've been there when I didn't want to be there, but I had to be there.
Historically, the board hasn't been in the lease and negotiation business. This is new for us. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's new for us. And if we're going to sit and decide to negotiate, and I think this is one other option, if we say no, let's form a committee, an ICE committee. Hopefully bring some of the commissioners in there and see if there's a solution out there that we can come up with a plan. That's a possibility. There is certainly, and we can get into the question, we'll get into the lease in a second about this issue, but let's, if you don't mind, stay with any other options for it. Anybody have, you're the boss here, but.
Or we can let Mike continue to run it the way he is now and pay us so much a ton for the ice until we get this thing settled.
So you think there's a possibility of renegotiating, even if we say no, there's a possibility of going back to Mike and with a whole new negotiation. Is that what you're saying? Just a possibility.
See us look at hiring somebody that's certified, whatever they call these people, cut that damn cold storage off, and let Mike worry about his own shrimp.
That's certainly one of the possible plans.
And then we go from there. Then we have time to really look at it.
So, Gary, didn't you at one time work on having a certified person there and maybe tell us a little bit about that?
I put numbers together where we're paying $25 an hour or so. The certified guys are going to be expensive, and the cost to break even, the ice is going to go way up higher than what we're currently selling it. So.
And I had heard that Mr. Manning sells it for cheaper than we were. True or false?
That's what I understand, too. He's selling it cheaper.
That's certainly one of the possibilities. Better or worse.
Well, I have something I'd like to just as a review to remind this group here that when this whole thing started, we were given a proposal that evidently we must not have really read, because when he made this proposal, he stated in here property, buildings, equipment, and paperwork.
That was my understanding.
That was my understanding, too.
That was his first proposal. Then, somehow, it changed.
At about 30,000 or so.
Right, but it changed, and it changed on February 21st when Mr. Dillinger presented to the board a ground lease figure that did not match the proposal which we voted on. And that's how it got screwed up.
The proposal has one serious problem. It doesn't say square foot per month. It says square foot.
Right.
Mike interpreted that to be per year.
But we still approved that proposal.
Well, we approved it by thinking that it was per month. We thought it was per month. He thought it was per year.
Right.
And
I understand that.
A serious change in the dollars. A I'm not standing up for Mike, I'm saying that
right.
We didn't catch it, he didn't catch it. Gary, I don't know what, whether Gary caught it that time, but Gary, well, Gary thought it was per month because he came back with numbers that represent right. on a per month basis.
But anyway, the documents kept changing, and I brought that to the office. I met with Gary, and I requested that we have the attorney look at the documents to find out where we stand. So the attorney came back with three options for us to do. We could enforce the lease and go into an arbitration in court. We could return the businesses back to the port, and the port doesn't have the financial means or the resources in order to maintain these businesses, and it would be a great hardship on the port at this time, well, at most any time. And the safety hazards still need to be addressed and brought up to standards. Now, if we amend these leases, our port fleets will stay home. They will purchase fuel, ice, other supplies within our community. They hire the people from here, which they hire between 40 to 50 people. And also they bring their product back here to our port for revenue. So I feel that the community wins and the port wins as well, so that the port can get on with its recovery. And that's my opinion. Thank you.
Sharon, you talked to any constituents? You talked to any commercial fishermen?
Yes, I did. I met with the shrimp captains down at the boats. They're fine with the ice. The ice is a good quality. It doesn't have shavings in it like we were producing for them, and they're happy with that. They're happy with the price. They have no issues. Some of them, they're not real friends of Mr. Manning's, but they're very willing to do business there. So that's, and they don't want to take their product away from here. If they don't have it here, they will go north, they will hire their people, they will sell their product, and it won't be here.
So question, it sounds to me like you're leaning towards approving the lease. Which one did you prefer, the 15 or the 30 year, after looking it over?
The 15 year is fine with me, because that way, if he's not in good standing, or if maybe it's not making money for him because he's having to put a lot of money in it, and any of these board members can go over there and you can look at the books and see that he has so far put $20,000 in that ice house just to be able to operate it to today, you're more than welcome to do that. But he doesn't want us to take his finance out to the public, but we're willing to look at his books privately, the board.
I have another question. He's saying we've got a man over there that's got a pretty good sized debt load in his plant.
He has it out this way.
The shrimp are not out here this year. They're all up north. So most of them are going to go into Coos Bay this year. And have either truck back here, or most of them have come down from above Blanco Bandon. Okay, that's not my problem. My problem is if he files Chapter 11 or 7 on us in a few years, and he owns the ice house, I'm not talking about a cold story, ice house only, and a bank or somebody comes here and locks it up, what are we going to do with our fleet?
Well, he has five boats contracted to sell to him. Wherever they catch the shrimp, it's a day steam. He's got five boats. That's all the boats he wants.
Well, I was down there while they were unloading shrimp today, and the catch is good. The
catch is very good.
Well, they brought it in here.
They brought it out of Baffin.
They brought it from the boat.
All I'm saying is there's a chance.
Go where it goes, but.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of canneries come and go here. A lot of fish buyers come and go out of this port.
I think it's covered if he goes bankrupt, or I don't know if it says immediately, but it does return to the port at that point.
Mm-hmm. Does it?
but I don't know what the
if he
how
defaults,
fast that
it
would
comes
occur.
Back to us.
Because if it gets hung up in court for years.
Yeah, here we just sit there with no ice plant.
I'd have to read this. I read it lightly, but I. That certainly that's an issue. That's an issue.
Right.
Any case, I mean.
Well, that's part of doing business, right. Any business. So.
We're gone away from what I asked, which is okay. I've got enough alternates here.
And the reason reason that he wrote this letter today.
We need a motion first.
Wait. The reason that he wrote this letter today was because Gary had sent us the paperwork that stated that 6-inch line, water line that's underneath the building, and it was a concern to me that if he got in there and cranked that thing up, and it would be a large expense for us to go in there and repair that, being that we own the ground. And so that's why I went over to ask him about this, and that's why it's. And he.
You got a good response.
Yes, and.
You can't ask for a better response.
And he said he would report it to the board. So this is the first time I've seen this.
And he said he would pay for it.
And he will pay for it. Yes. So the board, the court will not be responsible for replacing that.
And in his letter, it says, "My business plan was endorsed by the commission, requires the availability of ice and access to cold storage." Where is that in any lease?
And he's selling ice to everybody.
I didn't ask that. It was before your time.
I think what he's
referring. Where does it say in any lease we signed with him that we guarantee him ice, accessibility to ice and cold storage?
Roger, could I ask a question, please?
I don't
when
know.
You speak to another commissioner or any person in the public, could you please speak with respect? Please.
It's okay.
It's not okay, Sharon.
It's judgmental, but. I think we should go. I'll try to answer this question. When we were negotiating the building, the cold storage, or not the cold storage, his building, whatever that is, what do you really call that, BC Fisheries, he asked that, did the board, was the board behind this? Would we support it? And we said unanimously that we would do what we could to keep him operating from the port's point of view. Mm. Now, it was not, never was brought up, are you going to do ice for it, or ice for me? I don't think that's in there. We'd have to listen to the minutes. But it was that we were in favor of the project and we would do what we can to make it work. So it's a stretch to say what you said, that we had, or his he said that we had to do ice. I think, but it could be in the minutes. I don't remember. So I am right now. We have a motion on the table, which we need to remove from the table. Correct?
I don't think we have a motion. I don't think we made a motion yet. We've got to do this off the wall discussion here. We were going to go into a motion and then have discussion, but we never made a motion.
Well, I'll make a motion that we accept the lease for 15 years for BC Fishery.
For the ice house and cold storage?
Ice house and cold storage, yes.
Okay, discussion from the board?
Did you want to get a second on that first and then discussion?
Get a second?
I'll second it.
You want to clarify the three options?
Okay, go ahead, Gary.
Wait, just, you want to go from 4 to 3, make it 60 years total, not 75?
Okay.
What's written?
Yeah.
Correct.
I might suggest that third condition of review on the options, that you make that so it applies to each subsequent instead of just the initial.
That's fine.
I can do that for all cases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see, do we need to pass that first?
I move
to amend that motion to 5 years, with a maximum of 10 years total time.
Five years with
one renewal. And that renewal should be if everything is going okay.
And can we check to make sure, Gary, that in the lease, that since it is a new business and it is completely relied upon the fishing product, the way the quantity of fish is available and stuff, if he was to have to file bankruptcy or something, that the buildings would revert back to the port. Okay.
So Tim had a motion.
Okay.
I'm sorry, could you repeat his amendment to the motion?
I can change in 30 years to 5 years, or 15 years to 5 years, with two renewal options, or one renewal option. So maximum time would be 10 years, which he can still come back and continue. Our obligation would be for a maximum of 10 years with this particular lease.
So don't we have to vote on the first option, motion?
Well, he could make an amendment if he gets a second on it, and I'm not hearing a second, so.
No. Roberts would be to do the amendment before you go, and then you go to the next one.
Okay. So we have, do we have a second on Roger's motion?
Tim's motion.
I'll second it.
Roll call, Gary.
Roger? Read the whole thing over again, would you please? Is that just on his?
Yes.
Is this on his amendment or?
Just on his amendment.
Just on my amendment.
Yes.
Sharon?
No.
Sue?
No.
Tim?
Yes.
Roy?
No. Okay. Back to your motion, Sue.
Okay, I think we've already made it and got a second, so now we
discussion.
Vote on it.
Discussion
more if you want.
Okay, discussion from the board.
I'm going to tell the board, and I want to tell the public, this has been a very difficult situation. I have spent the whole weekend, and way before that, but really going through, you should see my dining room table, it's just full of paperwork. I have reviewed everything, I have gone over everything, I have gone out, I have talked to the people, I have talked to people that this is going to involve. Our community is very important to me. It's very important that I make the right decision here, and I'm telling you right now, I believe it is the right decision. I have a lot of sports fishermen out there that have been up in arms over worrying about not being able to receive ice there. They are going and up there. They are filling out applications. They are more than welcome to go there and get a ice chest full of ice. It's not going to be an issue. And I feel that right now our infrastructure is bad. I don't even have a bathroom over where my boat is. My bank is falling in. My dock is getting all crooked. We have so many things we need to work on here. And we paid all our bills this last month because we didn't have that expense at that place. And I think it's wonderful that we have somebody that wants to step forward and do that. And this man is going to be a while to ever make any money over there, because right now that thing is just doing nothing but sucking up money. And I feel that my vote for yes is the right decision for this port and for this community. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
I just want to thank you, Sharon, for doing all of the research.
You're welcome.
Jan has a hand up.
Sorry, Jan.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. One other comment, just from reading the lease amendment, because I have the sense that this is going forward. So where it says that he will sell to the fleet, are there also some competitors that use ice that you might want to include in that may not be considered part of the fleet by definition?
Competitors as in such?
I'm not real familiar with who all uses ice, but I was told
he's trying to train transit boats.
No, I'm talking about other processors that might use ICE.
What's the definition of fleet, I think, is a question.
Walmart.
Anybody's welcome to purchase ICE. They just need to go and fill out the application.
I'm just suggesting that the contract make that clear.
It just states commercial fleet.
It just states commercial fleet, Avex standing.
Correct.
What is fleet, does the word fleet mean to you recreational boats as well as commercial?
Anything to do with fishing.
What's that word mean?
The fleet does mean recreational boats to me, but that's for sale.
It says commercial fleet, I think.
Means a commercial fleet to me, but that's my.
But there's an awful lot of commercial sport boats use that ICE as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's a more general word for this?
We can't dictate how he runs his damn business up to a point.
No, I understand that, but we can say that we wanted to be able to sell to all people who have moorage in the harbor.
And in fairness, the outside transient boats come through here shrimping.
He's going to sell ICE.
Yeah.
Okay. And in my mind, when I talk about fleet, I talk about the West Coast commercial fishing fleet. Because when I go to Coos Bay, they don't discriminate against me because I'm from Brookings. And I have never, ever once heard of a boat coming from Newport or Coos Bay here that was discriminated in any way, shape, or form.
That's why I just don't know what the word fleet means.
Right. I
should know, but I don't.
I mean, I would say...
Okay.
West Coast commercial fleet.
That was one of your big points.
You're okay with the word fleet. I'm okay with the word fleet, Dan. If you're
correct.
Okay with the word fleet.
I am too.
Okay. Okay, I have one more issue then. I believe that my fiduciary duty to sign a 60-year contract and obligate the future commissioners for 60 years is almost criminal, but I guarantee you right now my vote is the same as it has been. It's going to be no. If the length of time is anything more than 20 years total.
I will disagree a little bit because his first deal in this plant site was 30 years and 30.
I was against that too, but since I voted no originally, I feel comfortable voting no again.
But you are going to vote tonight.
I am.
You're not going to abstain.
Well, that's a good question about that. I haven't got that far yet.
it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
But it does matter.
I have an emotion to go. I don't know what I see.
Do you want a coin or something so we can flip it?
No, I'm trying to think what my motion would be at what point. I have to pass this before I do my next motion. But I'm just saying that 60 years is a huge time. That's how many generations?
Well, we've got some other.
But go ahead.
We got some other leases that are on that same realm, Tim, they've been working real well. Matter of fact, when they get worked out and they get working real well, they're not a problem. And there are some history with some leases that long in this port.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Maybe some
30-year
leases. With options. 30 with options.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
It's a good selling point if he ever had to sell.
Well, if he does a great job and everything is perfect, nobody's going to moan about anything.
Right.
That's not the issue.
Well, I'm so glad we're paying our bills.
Now, the other thing that's happened is we've gone 6,000 a month.
And the community's working.
To 1,000 a month.
No, 2,000 a month.
1,000 now.
1,000 for each round figure.
2,400.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's 2,400.
Combined.
Mm-hmm. On the amendment, that's what that says?
There's two.
One moment, Daniel.
Is that right? 2,400?
I think so.
I saw it go down. The lease value went down.
108. So you just have to add.
The total rental rate for leased premises should be $1,030.14.
Okay.
Nice house.
Reading that?
That's for that. That's house.
On the ice house.
That's on the ice house.
Yeah, well, one point storage $4,000 for the ice house, ballpark. Or $3,000 anyway.
No, $3,500.
And then the 6,300
was the highest.
2,400, okay, out of them. 2,400 was the highest. And now we're down to 1,300.
1,030.
And that's because you went on measured, or what? How'd that?
Was it 9 cents a square foot?
No, I mean,
why is
it concrete not
more?
The concrete that's out there, it's part of the slab of the cold storage.
Yeah, so I know
it's,
that.
It's in,
I
well,
only build it.
You won't be able to lease it to out anybody.
Okay. That's what the cold storage is supposed to be twice as big.
Right.
The money's not a big deal for me. The length of time is.
Okay, I'm gonna hold on. I'll get to you, Daisy. Just I will for sure. Daniel was first. So I'm gonna call on Daniel. Daniel.
The only thing I want to make a comment is we're all looking at dollar value here, but you got to remember too, in looking at the ice house lease alone, you're talking about a reduction of almost 4,500 square feet between the dock and the building. You've got about 9,800 square feet in the original lease. So if you're looking at dollars and cents, that it's a reduction. Remember, you're reducing like almost 4,300 to 4,400 square feet in reduction that you're leasing to him. So just by saying, well, we're losing this much, you're also leasing less land to him with a new lease. Mm-hmm. So you can't just base it on the fact that we're losing all this because we're giving him less land.
Okay, point taken, Daniel.
Not a lot.
Daisy? Amendment says tenant agrees to sell ice to the home commercial fleet that are in good standing with Brookings Harbor Ice, etc. Is Mr. Manning in compliance with, is he in good standing with the port?
Yes.
The last we heard, he owed $23,000.
Good.
Go on. It's on this lease.
I don't have a copy of that.
It's.
But doesn't he have to pay that?
We've been negotiating back and forth. I'm sure he's going to cover his bill once we give him.
Exactly. Once
all he agree has a on lease. Something.
I'm talking with Daisy, please, Angie. Is he?
Pardon?
He's caught up on all his.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
On his BC fishery.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what they're asking.
Right.
Everybody's up to date now, right?
Correct.
Yeah. We have. Yeah.
Angie. Good. Everybody good? So do we have a second on Sue's motion?
Yeah, yes. Sharon.
For the 15-year option. Okay, roll call.
15 with four renewals.
Correct.
Three renewals.
For a total of 6 years.
Correct.
But you negotiate each renewal.
Again.
Okay, these are amendments in our original lease, wherever that is now, the one he signed originally. It didn't have a COLA clause in it?
Yes.
Okay, because it's not in here, and I just, okay.
So, should I ask if you want any more changes on this? I know there's some discussions about some of the wording. Should we make changes on the good standings?
Has this been through the lawyer?
Yes, this came.
This came from the lawyer.
This came from the lawyer.
That's true. He was.
I do have a problem a little bit with this sentence, the home commercial fleet. When any boat comes from outside, he doesn't have to sell ice to. Let's say,
you want to strike out home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just fleet.
I think that. I mean, I'll make a pack choice boat comes down here. From out of Coos Bay, he's not going to sell ice to him. He's not home fleet.
If there's any performance clause at all, this number five is the only performance clause we have, other than paying money.
But it should say.
I disagree with you, Roger. I'm sorry. Yeah. But We only have one performance clause. And if there's any argument about the lease down the road, it's probably going to be over number five. We're not paying 102.
I mean, I agree a little bit with him. If I only have so much ice and there's a local boat needs it, he gets it before an outside boat. I totally agree to that.
I think you guys are thinking the wrong way. He sells ice to who calls him first. There's a line. If Jan calls first and I call after Jan, mm-hmm. Jan's going to get the ice before me.
We don't know that.
I know that.
That's not in here.
I know. Well, there's 20 million things that aren't in here. We could argue for till the next dinosaurs
but
come.
Tim, if you go over to the plant and go upstairs, there's a girl up there that people call, the number's on the ice building, and she sets it up.
My point is, makes your appointment. My point is, today that's true. I don't know what it's going to be like 20, 30, 40 years from now.
Well, yeah.
I don't like that I'm telling Jan here that he's going to deal with this down the road.
Okay. Well, we're going to take out the home thing, right?
Well, I don't know. That changes the lease. Now we have to go back and get approval from Mike again.
Well, you're just going to have the lawyer change the wordage, right?
I think we can do that and initial it.
I think we vote on it tonight. We don't make these simple changes.
And that's a simple change.
Okay, so we can just take that out, vote on that out?
Well, it may be, but if we're...
We have no enforcement over it anyway.
If we're nitpicking...
We can't enforce it. There's nothing in here that says we can enforce this, him to sell ice to anybody.
Yeah, it is. It's breaking the lease if he doesn't. It's part of the lease. It's a recital of the lease.
At the very least, at your 15-year renewal, it would be an issue.
Yes.
And let's say the board is mad at him at that point. If you're going to find it, if you're going to find a thing to get, you would get him on not supplying ice to somebody from Coos Bay. I don't know. I don't know that term is a fairly big term. Turns out, I think. But I'm okay with changing it.
Well, wasn't the real concern before that he would not sell to the home fleet? Now it's in here. So.
No, that was there last week.
Yeah, but your concern to begin with was...
We didn't have anything. Yes, that's
right.
So our concern at the last meeting was over time, primarily.
If he's any kind of a businessman, he would sell to anybody that wants it, and maybe preferably home if there's a question of there's not enough ice.
That's true. If he doesn't have enough capacity and has to go out and build more capacity, that's an issue. But Sharon was worried about time. She's resolved that in her mind at this point, as near as I can tell.
Yes, because if it's not right, after the 15, we don't have to give him another 15 if he's not abiding by the lease.
Well, it's a...
If it's a good thing, that's a good thing.
It essentially says that as long as he's performing according to the lease.
It's better than looking at it in 15 years than 30.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that.
I don't... He's probably not going to be around at 30. Like 50 years old, so I don't think he'll be hobbling around there at 90.
Yeah, but the person who buys his place is now using this as their document.
Mm-hmm.
Then the same thing with the people who bought the hotel. No difference.
Right.
Absolutely.
No difference. People buy businesses and assume leases all the time.
This is not the same as a building lease. This is a concession. It's different to me. Then we don't have concessions in here. We probably should have a category called concessions. But I'm leaving, so I don't worry about it.
Call for the question.
And you last
I wanted to make
comment.
Sure, is the lease going to be changed to where in case of a bankruptcy or the end of the lease that the buildings are going to revert back to?
I believe it already has it. I think Tim said that earlier.
It has something close to that. It
has that already.
Tenant's insolvency, the business failure or assignment of the benefits to the creditor, the tenant commences proceeding. point. There's a lot of stuff there, but it looks like it's coming back to us at that point. But there will be argument about that if time ever comes.
If it happens, whoever on the commission at that time can
deal with it.
That's their problem.
We should kick it down the road.
Kick the can.
Thank you, Angie.
It appears that it is covered.
Appreciate you, Angie. Can we get a roll call, please, on Sue's motion?
Sue?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Roger?
No.
Tim?
No.
Roy?
Yes. Okay, motion carries 3-2.
I move to put this motion on the table for until the month after I get out of office, whenever that is.
I think it's already passed.
When's my term up?
July 1.
So July 15th. The meeting in July. That's my motion.
It died.
No seconds. You want to make the decision tonight? Huh?
It was made. You took a legal vote.
All right.
You think it's going to change? No.
It might with new commissioners.
But it's not going to change the vote here because they're not going to allow it to go forward because Mike needs his ice house.
So he does.
I got, before you close it, just one thing. Is this just a reminder that we have a budget hearing June 6th at, when was that time? 6 o'clock.
What day of the week is that?
That's a Tuesday.
Okay.
It's 2 weeks away-ish.
You want to go ahead and hear Barbara or not?
Yeah, Barbara, hear what you had to say now before we close.
Oh, well, thank you. I just had a question about on the boardwalk itself. There, like right outside of my building, there's a banner there for, I think it's South Coast Tours. And I had inquired if they pay rent to be there. It's very difficult because of where it's placed, and I was told a couple different things that, you know, they do pay rent to be there, and I was wondering if that's something that's open to everyone then to post banners up there. So I just wanted some clarification of how that was being handled.
Gary, you know anything about that?
Yeah, she talked to me about it. I haven't had time to look into it. We talked about it this weekend.
So Gary's looking into it for you, Barbara?
Oh, well, I didn't know, Gary, if that was...
That's what he's saying.
Is it true, however, that the person has the banner is paying rent for the banner?
Okay. No, not that I'm aware of. But he's got more
space on the mortgage, isn't he?
Correct.
And because he has
banners on the boardwalk in the past, and I can't remember what I did pay, but there was a fee that I did pay per month to have them hanging on the boardwalk up there.
Was it like $500 a month?
No, God, no. It was a very reasonable fee. I want to say
just
it was
thought I'd
30
throw
bucks
that out.
Or 35 bucks a month. It was pretty fair.
I'll tell you what it was. It was 25 for you, but it was 100 for me.
Well, there you go. I got it.
that poses my next question then. If it's because they're paying more, I represent three fishing charters that pay moorage. So are they entitled to put their banners up is what I was asked by them.
I had two slips at the time and I still paid to put the banner up. So
you're going to research that.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys charged, it wasn't much. And it was a fair price.
I got to look into it. Just haven't had time to look into it.
Let's see how I pay for them.
Now we know that they're charging for the banners, let's go find out what.
That was a couple years ago, but it wasn't their price.
I don't think there's anything established for putting.
Establish one.
Well, that's the board have to come up with something.
That's a resolution.
Yeah. And I would, if I could just add one more thing. You know, we have Tidemans that does fishing charters, and I don't know how Kyle would feel about having everyone's fishing charter banners right outside his window. Yeah, I mean, if they're all paying rent, that's different. But if it's the same for everybody and they have the ability to do so. I just think it's a conflict of interest if they're just paying more mortgages to be able to put their banners up right outside our businesses that are paying rent for that space. That's all I'm saying. If they want to sign down where they have their mortgage, I don't have a problem in the world with that. Because I know some of the boats have put banners like on the boats themselves.
But if they're willing to pay space for their banner on that boardwalk fence,
get some money.
That's not a bad idea, Barbara.
No, it isn't. But is it okay for everybody? That's
like a billboard. And if they're willing to pay, Kyle has the right to put a banner up there as much as anybody.
Right, and that's all I'm saying, that we make it fair to everybody, that all the fishing charters that are down there have the ability to do so.
Maybe we got a Fred Meyerwins down there. They really pay us big.
You bet. If you can make money doing it, I think you should.
Yeah, I mean, that's unused real estate, right, Barbara?
You bet. So, just if we
just like billboards.
Daniel?
On that note, when you bring up hanging stuff on that fence out there, to me that would be no different than the baseball or the football field up here, the sponsors for the athletic association stuff, hanging it out there, the same thing. You pay to have your name put up on that outfield fence or on the bleachers or whatever at the high school.
Right.
It'd be the same thing. It would be advertisement money in the port's pocket, whether it was $20 a month or $50 a month, whatever it was. It would be good economic sense.
Well, technically, by a port ordinance, there's not supposed to be sandwich boards out there on the highway either.
What about sandwich boards in the back of pickups?
They never pick them up.
They're never supposed to be out there. Architectural Review Committee, that's never been abolished, set that policy.
Yeah, they're not very attractive.
Are you on that committee?
Yes, I was.
Well, you say it's never been abolished, so we're going to blame you for not taking care of it.
They should at least take a minute night or something.
No, 20 banners would be a problem, too.
Okay, so meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Do we have another next schedule yet?